question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Mary and I appreciate knowing you're out there for our World Travel get-together and this next installment of our Chief Travel Leader Series. Before we talk ASTA with Zane Kirby, the CEO of the American Society of Travel Agents, now known as Advisors, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by the world's leading cruise lines.
And the popular brands of the world's leading cruise lines include Cunard, Seabourn, Princess, Holland America, Carnival, P&O, AIDA, and Costa. And they all operate with the goal of providing travelers with the best vacation experiences to the most desirable locations around the globe.
You know, we're proud to be aligned with the largest cruise vacation company in the world. And if unique travel adventures that connect you with people, places, and cultures, journeys to great destinations, exciting experiences, authentic cuisines, and local excursions are something that you seek, contact your travel professional today for more information on these terrific brands of ocean cruise lines or spend some time at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. The next time you seek to make travel arrangements through a travel agent, pay attention to see if they're an ASTA member. ASTA is recognized as the leading global advocate for travel advisors, the traveling public, and the overall travel industry. To share more about the activities and importance of this organization, Robert and I asked their CEO, Zane Kirby, to join us today for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Zane, thanks for joining Mary and me for this exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for Robert and Mary. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you being here. I know you're traveling a lot. You know, and we've got a lot that we want to try and cover with you today, but I want to begin with your recent rebranding. We discussed on one of our broadcasts back in early August, I believe, and I'm on record as saying I wasn't sure that the subtle name change from American Society of Travel Agents to American Society of Travel Advisors was going to have a major impact on the perception of the organization with travelers or on the industry, as you're already recognized as pros. But please share with us why you felt this was such an important move to make.
Yeah, no, thanks for asking. You know, we did some research with consumers over the last several years, Robert, that was really kind of telling. We did focus groups around the United States in six different cities, and then we electronically polled thousands more consumers. And we asked them about how the marketplace has changed for them and what kinds of services that they were looking for. And so the interesting thing that came back is that it feels like the Internet actually lowered the need for a travel agent. It lowered the need for someone to stand between a buyer and supplier and provide that transactional kind of service. But the Internet actually raised the need for a travel advisor. That's what our research pointed to. That's what people, consumers felt like they needed or the kinds of services that they were looking for today. So the advisory services that people offer today actually help consumers choose between the myriad of marketing promises and marketing material and things that they find on the Internet.
Interesting. All right, you know, Zane, I think our listeners will find it very interesting to know that ASTA goes back to 1931, where it got its start nearly 90 years ago. And I'm curious, from all the roles that you've played in the shifting travel industry over the years, going back to steamboat travel, the railroad, lodging, air travel, consumer advocacy, how do you ensure that the organization stays relevant and continues to have its voice heard in government and with travel companies and others?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the trick, isn't it? And ASTA's primary purpose is to gather the membership and advocate with them on behalf of to the administration and to Congress, and then obviously to consumers, to help consumers understand the value of working with an ASTA advisor. And so how do we stay relevant? It's very simple. We make sure that we punch above our weight here on Capitol Hill, and we do that through a very powerful PAC that we have. And so we make sure that the right people in Congress and in the administration and key regulators like the TSA and the Department of Transportation all understand the perspective from the travel agency community and, by extension, the consumers. Because I'll tell you what's good for consumers is good for travel advisors and vice versa. And so We're really out there not only advocating on behalf of our members, but advocating on behalf of consumers, too. You know, a few years ago, we actually helped preserve anonymous shopping on the Internet. There was a move afoot to require certain information before people were able to shop for airline tickets. You know, what's the purpose of your trip and who are you? And then we'll bid on your services as the airlines. Well, ASTA worked very diligently to preserve anonymous shopping on the web for consumers.
I think that's
what's good for ASTA's member business is good for consumers as well.
I want to expand upon that a little bit because, you know, right now you're talking to a large travel audience. We're blessed to have the largest travel audience out there. It's comprised roughly of about two-thirds of the folks are leisure travelers, the remaining third business travelers. We've always been big supporters of travel agents here on the show. I should preface that by saying, however, good travel agents, and we've talked about the difference, and we certainly use travel agents for some of the travels involving the show. But for the folks that are listening right now, you hit on some of the items, but maybe they don't quite understand, you know, how ASTA benefits them and how you might play a role in their respective travels. Go a little deeper into how what you would say to them.
Yeah, sure. The main thing is that people can find a trusted travel advisor on ASTA's consumer advisor finding service called TravelSense.org. That's TravelSense.org. And the reason it's important to work with it with an ASTA travel advisor is simple. It's because we police our own. We actually, anyone who signs up to be a member of ASTA actually adheres to a code of ethics, and that means that they will put the consumer's needs and views and preferences above that of their own business. It's tantamount. It's very close to a fiduciary arrangement that you have when you work with a travel advisor. So they are there to work and advocate on your behalf. Now, if there's ever any problem that you have, and occasionally these things come up, we have a membership of almost 13,000 now, but whenever there are challenges that consumers have with and ask the travel advisor, they can come to us, and we will adjudicate those complaints, and we'll adjudicate them to the satisfaction of the consumer, or else we will take disciplinary action against the ASTA member. So they have that extra level of protection when they work with an ASTA travel advisor.
So important.
And that they know that this service that we provide, this consumer service, has been written up in the Washington Post a few years ago by Chris Elliott, and it's a great service that we provide to the consumer to give them, again, that added peace of mind that they're working with someone credible, they're working with someone credentialed, and that they can trust the people that they find in our network.
And that they've got that extra layer of protection you mentioned. Zane, about a month ago, you had your big 3-day annual ASTA Global Convention. I'd love for you to give us and our listeners a takeaway from the gathering that you can share.
Well, the big takeaway is that the travel advisor business is booming. I mean, I'll just give you one quick anecdote. So Jay Walker came. He didn't come to this convention. He came and talked to our premium members a little while ago. He's the founder and CEO of Priceline.
You know, sure. He's been on the show before. We've had him on before.
Yeah. Jay's a wonderful, thoughtful guy. And people ask him, hey, you know, isn't it funny that you're here talking to us as a travel agency community? What do you think of our business? He said, I think your business is going to be around for a very long time. He said, software can give you probabilities. Software cannot give you advice. And that was from the founder of Priceline. So that's exactly what you get. And sorry, you know, the takeaway from the convention is that business is very good for travel advisors. We had a record number of people at our convention here in Washington, D.C. Business has never met, you know, the main problem that people are having is finding advisors to hire. Because, you know, as you know, it's a really competitive job market out there. But people can earn and have a wonderful career in our business, and so that's the main challenge that people are finding.
Yeah, I mean, I know your partner, Virtuoso, is one of the sponsors. Matthew Upchurch has been on, and we've talked with him about that. You know, and as we were preparing for this interview, I just want to hit on that because I happen to notice the list of major travel companies associated with ASTA. I'm not going to go through them all. I noticed that Carnival Corporation and their many brands are partnering with you. They're a gold sponsor here on our program. I mentioned Virtuoso, Carrie International, Gary Kessler. We always have a good time with him. Does a nice job there. I see Marriott International, Enterprise, Allianz, United Airlines, Travel Corporation. Mary and I just spent some time with Brett Tolman as we grow our association with them. So there's many others on the list. Real quick, how influential are these partners in ASTA's operations? And just as important, how influential is ASTA in their operations?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think we're a good, you have to ask them to answer that second question, Robert. I have no idea how influential we are with them. I will say, though, that I did get on the phone with several of our key partners prior to our announcement and told them, the folks like Marriott and Sandals, and told them of the change that we were making from agents to advisors and asked them if they would, in their upcoming, major media marketing, that they would use the term advisors so that we could all speak with one consistent voice. And I'll tell you, they were very happy about the change. and they promise to make the needed changes in their own marketing as they move forward. So I don't know exactly how influential we are with them, but I think we have a very good relationship with them, and I'm hopeful that that will continue.
Well, Zane, we appreciate the time today. Unfortunately, we've got a hard clock we're running out. We didn't even get in to talk about, you know, your wife and five kids and all the travels that you do. We're going to have to do that in the future, but we really do appreciate your time. We look forward to staying connected with you and having you back on the program in the future, okay?
Thanks, Robert and Mary. Appreciate your time.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
Zane, thanks very much.
Cheers.
All right, Mary, there goes Zane. We have about a dozen other things we want to talk to Zane about.
We'll have to invite him back. Cover some more
great
topics.
Organization, folks. You can check them out, ASTA.org, and make sure your travel agent is affiliated with them. And we're going to pause right now for a quick break. A reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We also archive all of the hours of the show on our website at rmworldtravel.com. Mary and I are coming right back after this bottom of the hour sponsors break. Stay with us.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.